linked up on Mark13News.com for March 26, 2022 is first of all nuclear agreement with Iran very close, followed by five recent events shaping the Libyan conflict, and finally Ukraine war spurs Turkey-Armenia normalization as the Ezekiel 38 Confederacy continues to formulate, which at the woe of the fifth trumpet will become the bear of Daniel chapter 7 when the so-called New World Order comes into being. Linked up for March 27th is, first of all, the West is waging total hybrid war on Russia, which is at this time the King of the North, according to the Daniel 11 hypothesis on BiblicalResearchLabs.com. Up next, a manufactured world crisis followed by BRICS to redefine global geopolitics, and moving on to March 28th, Ukraine willing to be neutral, followed by Russia says West not welcome at peace talks, and finally United Nations to seek humanitarian ceasefire. The United Nations being, in my opinion, the great horn of the he-goat written of in Daniel chapter 8 verse 8, which is the same thing as the one who sends a raiser of taxes in Daniel 11:20. The raiser of taxes being the Paris Climate Accord brought about by the United Nations, with the he-goat of Daniel chapter 8 being symbolic of the shadow government of the Kenites, which is split into two warring factions. Nations shall rise against nation, meaning the goat fig nation rising up against itself through multipolar versus unipolar globalism. And linked up for March 29th, 2022 is, first of all, U.S. world order has been a disaster, which is obviously anti-unipolar propaganda, followed by Azerbaijan ready for peace talks with Armenia, which is most likely to Gorman, Ezekiel 38, and finally Russia's sanctioned safe haven in Turkey, which is most likely Gomer in Ezekiel chapter 38. And moving on to March 30th is, first of all, the United Nations is about to fail, followed by Russia and China seek just multipolar order, and finally Putin versus the Neo-Reaganites, another name for the neo-cons within the left-right paradigm, which is, in my opinion, symbolized by Ammon and Moab, which is for the most part controlled by the Kenites on the unipolar end of the globalist spectrum. And linked up for March 31st is, first of all, the number one cause of war since 1898, which according to the article is the media, part of the hidden dynasty of education that was globalized in 1830 when the first trumpet of Revelation chapter 8 began to sound, but it's not until all six trumpets are sounding at the same time that Satan appears as the false Christ, the king of Babylon of the end times. Up next, a rift is forming between India and the West, followed by where does the United Nations stand in the present era, and again, it's not until the great horn of the he-goat gets broken that the new world order will come into being at the woe of the fifth trumpet, at the beginning of the five-month-long hour of temptation. And finally, linked up for April 1st, 2022, is first of all Australia sending armored vehicles to Ukraine, with AUKUS being the security pact between Australia, the United Kingdom, and the United States that looks forward to the Lion of Daniel chapter 7 that won't come into being until the woe of the fifth trumpet, followed by a clash of civilizations, and then Russia's current foreign minister calls for balanced world order, meaning a multipolar world order, but the one world political system written of in Revelation 13 won't come into being until Satan and his angels get cast to earth at the woe of the fifth trumpet, which is when the he-goat of Daniel chapter 8 becomes the leopard of Daniel chapter 7, which is also when the lion and the bear come into being as part of the so-called New World Order. And then after the deadly wound, Satan will appear as the Antichrist at the woe of the sixth trumpet, beginning the final 2.5 months, or 70 evenings, the 70 years in captivity to the Babylon of old were a type of. The true Christ won't return until the woe of the seventh trumpet, and as the true Christ says in the last verse of Mark chapter 13, what I say unto you, I say unto all, watch.